Welcome to Cascade Connects, a podcast focusing on the people and events in the Cascade Collegiate Conference. Here is your host, CCC Commissioner Robert Cashel.
Welcome to this week's edition of Cascade Connects. I'm your host, Conference Commissioner Robert Cashel, and super excited to be talking to William Dominguez, soccer player from Carroll College today. William, thank you for joining the program.
Thank you for having me over, Rob. Appreciate it.
Well, William, we were talking before the broadcast started. You're in your dorm room there in Helena, Montana at Carroll College, and yeah. Heading into your second winter there at Carroll College, and we were talking a little bit about the difference in the weather there in Montana from where you're from.
Oh, yeah, it's a lot different. Like, you get negative 40 degrees here, and last year was actually my first time experiencing it, and I just could not believe that it's something like that is possible. So I just made sure to be prepared with a bunch of blankets, as you can see in the bag.
Make sure that I'm ready. Yeah, for sure. Well, yeah, definitely different climate from Mattaway, Washington, where you're from. And we're going to jump right into this. Really excited to talk to you, William, not only about your soccer, but some of the awards you won this last year, and also to get to know you a little bit and hear a little bit about your background. As we mentioned, from Mattaway, Washington, and one interesting thing is you're a first-generation college-going student from your family. And just tell me a little bit about that and how it was instilled in you that education was really important and the steps you've taken to get here.
So I have an older brother that he also kind of pursued an education. He lives in Seattle, and he's kind of the one that implemented the thought of like education, just because, I mean, in my town, it's not very, I don't think it's talked about enough. A lot of the work there is labor work, field work. You know, I grew up picking apples, doing all the pruning, the thinning for trees. So that's kind of all I knew. That's what I thought work was growing up. And not until he started kind of like, once he got out of high school, he also worked hard. He was a valedictorian of his school, of high school, and was able to get a really good scholarship to go to UW. And from there, I think that kind of inspired me and like made me think that anything is possible. Cause at first, even like playing college soccer was not a thought, just cause I didn't grow up playing like club, like many of my teammates did. And I just didn't think I was like good enough to be doing that. So at first I thought I was just going to go to school to just like, you know, learn and do all those other things. But once Austin called me, it was just an opportunity that opened up, and I always believed I wanted to do something more, and when that came, I was like, okay, then if this is what I'm supposed to do, I'll just go for it. And I was there at Blue Mountain the first 2-3 years, and we actually ended up winning a championship that first year. And then the second year I stayed, and then the third year was again like, so I had that COVID year, and I wasn't sure if I wanted to keep playing because that second year didn't go very well, like individually. So then I was like, maybe my time is done. You know, I'm just not going to continue. I'll just focus on school. That's just something that I always wanted to do more, but I just wasn't sure what it was until my coach that stayed there at Blue Mountain, ended up actually like telling me or convincing me to just stay another year, and that he'll help me with the school if that's what I'm worried about. Because my goal ever since I got out of high school was to do the best that I can to not be asking my parents for like help, just because I know like the work that they do is very hard, like labor work. You know, you're out there all day from 5 a.m. to like 3 p.m. You're doing heavy work, you know, and it just, I didn't know this growing up, but like now that I'm older, like I know now why my mom would always be like, can you massage my foot, or can you massage my hand or something, you know, and just little things like that. Now I'm like, oh, okay, I understand now. Yeah, so
Yeah,
it's
great,
nice.
obviously great role models in your parents working hard, and then your older brother kind of leading the way for you. You mentioned Blue Mountain Community College where you started, in that Pendleton, Oregon, and you had great success there. And then certainly now at Carroll College, you guys are off to a wonderful start, 4-0. You haven't been scored on in league. So what's the vibe right now around your program?
So I think Austin, I trusted Austin when he first called me to Carroll College, and I knew he could change the program around because even at Blue Mountain, I did not know they were that bad the years before when I signed, when I had signed, and I saw what he did of that program. So when he called me, because I don't know if you knew this, I was originally going to EOU. I had already like had told them that, yeah, but then Austin called me and kind of gave me a I knew he would try and help me out more because he kind of knew my history and like what I wanted to do and the help that I needed. So when he did that, I was like, okay, I'm gonna end up going to Carroll because I just know how the way he puts his players to like have that mindset of like winning. It's just a lot different and something that I really it just stuck to me. And I think that's something that's always been sticking with me. And I think that's why he also, you know, kind of brought me here to have that culture back. Because a lot of it, like last year, I think it was a lot different. We knew we were good, but we weren't like, we didn't believe we could do something special. And this year, it's just like everyone's just on the same, like, we got this, we can do this, you know, like, we'll fight for each other. Like, the vibe, the culture is just so much different than last year. And that's something that reminded me back to like, even in high school. Because I ended up going to the state championships final twice, my freshman year and my sophomore year of high school. And then I didn't have a senior year because of COVID, but I feel like that year would have been really good too. So yeah, I think just having that winning mentality is something that has helped me and just bring that anywhere I go. And I mean, now we're seeing, you know, like what the what the results of that could be. Just 100% everywhere, starting at practices. We've been talking about it, and I think that's what's bringing us a lot of success. Just everyone is just going 100%, like at practice and in the game. So,
Yeah, and certainly Austin, no stranger to our league. He was an assistant coach at Southern Oregon before assuming the head job at Carroll.
yeah.
And, again, not scored on yet in league at all, and off to a 4-0 start, which is great for Carroll College. And you have a new facility there this year in terms of a turf field and light, so that has to be exciting as well.
Oh yeah, it's so nice. I remember like the first like homecoming game last year. Like I was in the library and just the view from it is so different, like from there, because you could see like all the, you know, all the stadium and with everyone around. It's just it's nice. It's a definitely a like better experience. And now they're adding like a billboard too to it. I don't know. It's exciting and it's just like a lot different. Like, it's a lot different than Blue Mountain too. I can compare it to that because it's just, yeah, there's just a lot more to it. So.
I want to talk a little bit about a couple of the awards that you won this last year. You were really highly respected amongst your coaches and your teammates. We have two awards in our league. The first one is our Male Champion of Character Award, and your school and your coaches nominated you on behalf of Carroll College for that. You ended up winning that award. Really, a prestigious award in the league. Congratulations to you. And, certainly from your humble beginnings, and I can tell that you're a humble individual. Can you tell me a little bit what that meant to you that your coach and your school nominated you? And then what did that feel like when you won?
It was nice. It just a really great feeling to just know that they're still, you know, like, because even like throughout like the season, I didn't think I had a lot of like individual success, like performing, and so I just didn't expect it, I guess, to, you know, win any sort of award. Compared to like at Blue Mountain, I won the Athlete of the Year and I won All Star and I was a captain. So it was just a whole different view. But it felt good because I always knew like Carroll, it was just the environment is just a very different. Like everyone's nice and just respectful, and they're ambitious as well. So it helped me grow as a person too. And to just when I won it, I was just very shocked. I just didn't think, like I was recognized or seen like that before, and it just helped me motivate me and see that whatever I'm doing, it's working, and I just need to continue to just, like I tell myself, try and be the best version I can every day, day by day. It doesn't matter, and just trying to see the good in everything.
Well, not only at Carroll, but in your past as well, but certainly something that Austin and others spoke about was your work with youth with disabilities. And then also, you opened up a food business at Carroll College. So let's talk about those two things. First of all, your work with the youth there in Helena.
So I'm working at this place called Intermountain Residential. So we work with kids that have mental behaviors, and we work with their families as well. They range about the kids range from ages like 5 to 14, and they're there for treatment actually. So the kids live there and go to school there. It's like a private campus, and it is a very rewarding job. I actually came back during the summer to just work, and I actually lived in one of their cottages, is what they call it. They were willing to help me out, and I lived there throughout the summer, and you can just see the progress of like when a kid first gets admitted, and like how it's hard having them take away from like their parents and then just showing up there like randomly to like random strangers, not knowing what's gonna happen. So a lot of them, it's just there's a lot that goes to it, and now like I'm able to see like how much progress each of them can make. So, and it's when you see that, it's just very rewarding to me at least, like knowing that okay, I am doing something that's meaningful, I guess, and like making a difference, and it's not just for like a company, it's more for like for them, for the kids, because the kids are there to try and be better so they can go back home with their families. And yeah, so it's been very nice. I did not expect the work to be like that when I first signed in. I thought I was just kind of looking after like kids, because even at Blue Mountain I had a job there that was kind of the same thing, but it was more like it wasn't as organized as I would say as it is here at Intermountain.
Do the residents have an opportunity to come and watch you play at all?
We've been talking about it with my supervisors actually. They asked for a schedule, and it just depends how the kids are doing and if it's possible, like if they're being, if they're good, that they'll be able to. But right now we just had a couple of new kids, so it's just kind of we're still trying to figure that out. But yeah, we have been talking about them going to a game pretty soon here so they can go and support. And a lot of the kids mentioned it too. Like they're like, oh, are we gonna be able to go see you? Like we wanna go see, are you on TV? So yeah, just it is nice just yeah, having that. And I think I'm hoping that they'll be able to go and watch a game, because I think that'd be such a different
Now
feeling.
tell me more about this food business that you started on campus, and I understand that you received some kind of a grant to help keep it going. So tell me more about that.
So during the spring, my friend Juan and I, the goalkeeper actually for Carroll, we decided we should like we noticed that that Helena didn't have a lot of like authentic Mexican restaurants or just food in general. So we were like, we should start something. Like maybe we could, because he's from Mexico, so he knows. And I grew up in a culture where it was just Mexicans. Like Mata was like 98% Hispanic. So like I grew up around everything, so we know what it's like to have that authenticity. So we decided to do that, and at first we just kind of like, well, even now we're still kind of based off like a garage. So we would like cook, and I built this like Google Doc where like, we would just send it out to my friends, and they would send it out to their friends, and they would just order food, and we would go out and deliver. And right now I'm actually working with someone that's trying to build us a website, for it, so it can just be a lot easier. And yeah, when we found out about the like Saints tank is what they call it, we were like, we should do it. Like, you know, what do we have to lose? Like, we can just, you know, get some funding, and that can help us just get more of the tools we need. And we ended up buying a grill for when we won it. So yeah, I mean, it's gotten a lot of traction, and we made a like a Instagram page of about it. And we ha it's just with season right now, it's just hard to kind of continue trying to sell and stuff, because what our routine was last year, at least mine, was like school from Monday to Thursday, and then Friday I had to cook like the sauce that was needed for the birria. We were making quesabirrias, is what they're called. And on Friday I would make the sauce in the morning, and then I would work from 12 to 10 p.m. And then on Saturday I would work from 7 to 1 p.m. And then right after we would go and sell. So like, we would just bring orders, and then we were there. It depends. Like the first time we did it, we were up till like 11 p.m. just trying to, you know, have people try it. And then there was a day where we like went out at Carroll, and we just kind of handed out tacos for people to try out. Like, we with no, you know, we didn't charge anyone. We were just like, you want to try some tacos? And yeah, it's and after that, it's just been kind of an ongoing, like every weekend we would kind of do that for the whole spring, which yeah. And right now it's once we're done with season, I think we're going to continue it. It's just right now it's just busy with all the traveling and school and then work. It's a
Sounds
lot.
like a budding business on your hands. Does your business have a name?
Amigos Tacos. Amigos
Amigos
Tacos.
Tacos.
Yeah, that's what we've been calling it so far. Yeah. So it's been great. It's been
On and try some.
No, yeah, I would recommend trying some. It's really good. I think it's really good. I'm not trying to be biased either, but it's pretty good.
Well, William, let's transition a little bit to another award that you won. This award actually is very dear to me because it was our family award. My wife Heather and I, and our daughter Elizabeth, we started the Cashel Family Impact Scholarship. And last year was the inaugural year for that. You were nominated again by Carroll College and won that award as well. And the whole premise around the Impact Award that you were also the recipient of that award.
Yeah, I was very shocked. I did not expect, you know, anything like that. It just made me feel like happy. I mean, it just that it's worth everything that I'm doing is worth, you know, continuing. Like, whether it's like opening the doors for people at campus, or like just giving them a hi, you know, or like smile or something. Like, it's hard to see how impactful you could be like from like the outer, but then when you like, you know, see things or receive awards or recognition like this, it's just like you just got to keep going and, you know, realizing that it's just, I don't know, I'm grateful for, because it was also a big help for me and trying to help like my family. And yeah, just kind of seeing that I am making an impact in the world, and that's always something that I wanted to do. That's why I wanted to choose like a health profession career, because I always wanted to just help people, or yeah, or others.
Well, we couldn't, Heather and I couldn't have been more proud of the two recipients, yourself obviously, and then Jessica McMillan, beach volleyball player at Corbin was a female winner of the inaugural. So congratulations to you on that.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Along those lines, about 2 weeks ago, Carroll College won the inaugural School of Character Award by the NAIA. So I think Dr. Seck and your athletic director, Charlie Gross, I think you had a fairly large, I'll call it a pep rally, if you will, of when that award was presented to you guys. That had to mean a lot to those of you there right now at Carroll.
Yeah, no, yeah, it does. It does. It's a lot because you are able to see that Carroll is a really put like a very nice place to be. I did not really know this when I first got here, but everyone's very helpful, like, and welcoming, and if if you have any questions, they're willing to help you or at least guide you somewhere. And like my friends would tell me, some of my teammates would be like, "Oh, this is your award." I was like, "No, it's our award now." Like the character, like it's just that's how good this school is, and it's filled with people that are again like they just want to grow and do something in life, and it's just I feel blessed to be here.
So, William, you talked about being in a healthcare career and profession. Talk about your degree program and what you're learning in your area of study.
So right now I'm actually working on a self-design major, is what they call it. And I'm doing disciplines in biology and psychology, and then a little bit of health sciences, and just kind of mixing it all up and making a proposal of how that's going to help me in my future career. And a bunch of the things it's like how like communication is important, and like the way people like why people act the way they do, right? And how we can like help and implement like certain techniques to be able to help them in a way. And I think this is gonna help me later on because I want to do more something in like a therapeutical setting. At first I wasn't sure, like I was aiming for nursing when I was at Blue Mountain. Again, me thinking that I just want to be somewhere where, I'm able to help people. But then like I wanted to do pre-med when I came over here at Carroll with the biology degree, but then they told me that it'll take another year or two to graduate because a lot of my classes did not transfer. So I was like, I don't have another year or two after I'm done with soccer, because that's what's been helping me, pay for a school like this. So what they told me was to work on the self-design and just kind of make a proposal. And it's kind of crazy because then it all connected, because then I got the job during the spring with the mental health service. And that's like a lot of the work that you do there, it's very therapeutic for the kids. Like you kind of build up the relationship and just talk things through, like whenever something, like whenever they become like aggressive or like have very like unhealthy thoughts, you kind of start reflecting and just question like what's up, what can I do to support you right now. So now that I'm like doing that kind of work, I'm like, oh, this is something that's actually something that interests me and something I want to do. So now I'm kind of connecting all that to the major that I'm trying to propose in order to graduate in the spring.
So speaking of that, graduating in the spring, obviously finishing up the soccer season, Cascade Conference soccer, highly competitive. Anytime you guys go on the road, unless you're going to Providence or Rocky, it's a major road trip.
Yeah.
How do you guys prepare for those long road trips and the grind of back-to-back games in the Cascade Conference?
So we really just try and work hard like the first 2 days. Like once we're back, the Monday after, we're just kind of going at it again. And Austin always makes sure that to let us know to like have your school stuff done even before we travel, because we know how that can like take a toll of like whether it's like worrying about that or just not being able to travel at all. But he always just kind of lets us know to be prepared for that, because it's not an easy thing, especially because when we travel, it's like we leave Wednesday and then we don't come back till Sundays. So you kind of have a week. So just letting your teachers know in advance, and then yeah, and then we end up practicing, like we try and find like places to practice wherever we're at. So last year we ended up practicing at one of my or Juan's old school actually, while we were going to Corbin. We ended up stopping by and just kind of getting some touches and stuff like that, and just kind of still grinding on the road. And then same thing when we were in California, we found like a local like park there, and we just kind of practiced, even though the park was, it was like a really small space, but we still ended up trying to do something to, help us move and just be prepared for it, the games.
Well, William, again, you guys started out 4-0. Conference championships this year are down in Medford, Oregon. Exciting conference tournament because we bring eight men's teams, eight women's teams, kind of have this festival, if you will, atmosphere going on. I'm sure you guys have talked a little bit about, wanting to go into that as the number one seed.
That's, I think we still start talking about, because at the beginning of the season we kind of struggled a little, so we were kind of like, oh, we can't even really talk about it now, because that's all we were thinking about when starting season. We're like, no, we're gonna have the team, we have a lot of returners, we're gonna have the team to win. But then like it was kind of bubbly throughout it, and we were just like, we can't talk about it now because we haven't even done anything yet. But now that we're like, at this point, we're just like, no, it's possible. Everyone, you can just hear it from everyone. Like, no, we can do this. Like, we believe we can. And how cool would it be to win a title? And I think for me, it'll feel very special because I'll be doing it with Austin again. Like, just like in at Blue Mountain, when we won that award, it was like with Austin. And, when we won that first championship. And it's kind of the same thing here now. It's the second year. He's kind of new. He's turning the program around. And it's just, it would be really nice to do that and go in as a first seed compared to last year when we went in as a fourth.
Do you have a plan for after graduation? Are you wanting to head back more closer to home? What's your thought? Are you going to keep this business going that you and Juan have started?
I am thinking about it actually. I'm thinking of at least staying another year or two here in Helena and seeing what I can do maybe. And getting a little more experience with the job that I have, just because it hasn't been really. I've been able to work full time, but I go back to soccer and it's just kind of part time again and in school. So it's. I want to be able to gain experience and then see how far I can take the business to the business side and talk to other business owners and see how they give some advice to me and stuff like that. Because I've already done that a couple of times with one of them, but. Kind of want to see how, I can make it work, I guess.
Well, William, I want to thank you for joining us today. Congratulations to you on all the personal success, not only in the classroom, on the field, but also outside of the classroom with your awards. And just wish you the best of luck and hope to see you in Medford here in about a month.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me over. I appreciate it.
Well, on behalf of myself and our director, Courtney Blummer, this has been the latest edition of Cascade Connects. Thank you and see you next time.
On behalf of Director Courtney Blummer and host Robert Cashel, thanks for tuning in to Cascade Connects, the official podcast of the Cascade Collegiate Conference. 15 championships and over 3,000 student athletes. This is the CCC.